Morning Watch, the recovery of the subjective truths in the Gospel of John, week 4. Saturday, related verses, John 3:28 through 30. You yourselves testify of me that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices with joy because of the bridegroom's voice. This joy of mine, therefore, is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 14:2-23. In my Father's house are many abodes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. Galatians 5:13. For you were called for freedom, brothers, only do not turn this freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. 1 Corinthians 14:26. What then, brothers, whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation, let all things be done for building up. 1 John 1:2. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. 1 John 4:14. And we have beheld and testified that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. And the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we also to you. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God, and everyone who loves has been begotten of God and knows God. Related reading. Although the Gospel of John does not have the term church, it mentions the grains, the brothers, and the branches. Do these not signify the church? In addition, John the Baptist said to his disciples, I said, I am not the Christ. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. The bridegroom is Christ. Then who is the bride? The bride is the church. This is corporate, not individual. This is one bride in totality. The phrase, my Father's house, is used twice in the Gospel of John. It is used the first time in 2:16, where it refers to the temple, the body of Christ. Based on this, my Father's house in 14:2 must still refer to the temple, the body of Christ. We must interpret the scripture by the scriptures. Therefore, the definition of my Father's house in chapter 14 must be according to chapter 2. My Father's house is the temple, the body, and this is the church today. We have to see that the Gospel of John refers to the church in 5 different ways. First, many grains are ground to powder to become one bread. Second, many brothers in totality become the church. Third, many branches joined to the vine become one entity. We are members of his body, and though the members are many, they are one body. This is similar to the branches. Though they are many, they are still one vine. Fourth, there is one bride. Fifth, the one bride is the house of God, my Father's house. All these different terms depict the church from different angles and aspects. However, the main point we should not forget is that the church is produced as a result of our subjective experience of Christ. In John 12, we have 3 kinds of functions: serving, testifying, and loving. These 3 items must be found in the church life. Whenever people come to us, they must realize that among us are the service for the Lord, the testimony of the Lord, and the love poured out upon the Lord. We must have the service, serving all the time. Even more, we must have the testimony, testifying that the Lord is the resurrection life to us. There is no need for us to labor in this aspect of the testimony. We simply need resurrection life. After we have been resurrected with Him, it is unnecessary for us to labor. We simply sit with Him, go along with Him, and enjoy the feast with Him. Moreover, we must also have the absolute love shown to the Lord. When people come into our midst, they should say, "Oh, these people love the Lord at any cost. They will pay any price in loving the Lord." In their hearts, nothing is so costly, so valuable, so lovable, and so precious as the Lord Himself. We must give people this kind of impression. We all must be a triangular member of the church. We must have three corners. In the church life, there must be at least three items: the diligent service for the Lord, the living testimony of the resurrection life of the Lord, and the absolute love poured out upon the Lord. If we are truly practicing the church life, we must have the service, the testimony, and the love toward the Lord. We all must be Martha, Lazarus, and Mary. Such a church is the result and the issue of the Lord being life to us. Here we can enjoy the Lord with other saints, and the Lord Himself can dwell, rest, and feast in satisfaction. This is the real expression of the body of the Lord, which is a vessel to contain the Lord and to express Him.